Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
Bluegrass players, they always seem kind of old. So, but he would say back tour. I'm not quitting. I am not quitting banjo. Quit it, she would shout. She's shouting back at him. Quit banjo. Quit it. Quit. You have to quit playing banjo, Doc Boggs. This is how his wife got him to quit. And then he would go, he would say back to her, this could have been 3 in the morning, for all we know. I listen. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. But you can go to bed, honey, and see they were still on good terms. But this was a whole thing was a sore spot. He would say, listen, honey, I'm going to bed. I'm too tired to talk about this anymore. But you can go to bed knowing one thing for damn, probably he would even swear at this point, because he's getting, well, he's tired for one thing. He's operating under some kind of, you know, intense fatigue at this point. He's going to say, listen, I've got to go to bed because I've got to get up tomorrow. And I'm sorry to say this, but I have to play the banjo tomorrow. That's what he'd say. So I can tell you one thing. You can go to bed tonight. And he'd say it. He'd probably say, she's cutting in. Quit. Quit it. Quit banjo now and don't even play it tomorrow. Quit playing the banjo, Doc Boggs. So she'd be cutting in with things like that. This is 3, 4 in the morning now. He says, I got to go to bed. I can't talk about this anymore. I will guarantee you one thing, and you can go to bed knowing this. I am not quitting playing the banjo. I'm not. Good night.
And then maybe he, that, actually, you know what,
that is good strategy on her part if she wants him to quit the banjo. If she backs off a little bit, then he'll have some room to think. And maybe, because he's got to resist it so much now. Constantly her saying, Doc Boggs, quit banjo. Doc Boggs, quit playing banjo. Quit playing it, Doc Boggs. Quit banjo. Quit it. Quit that banjo. If you're hearing that all the time, you don't have any, maybe you do want to quit banjo, but you don't, there's no space in your life, your mental life, to think, you know, maybe I do want to quit banjo. Kind of hard on your fingers and kind of plunky on, you know, it kind of hits you in the ears in a funny way a lot of times. Plus, he's traveling all over the place. I don't think she wanted him to quit banjo as much as she wanted him to quit traveling all the time. But maybe both. Anyway, as you probably know by now, they go down to breakfast, and she goes, Doc Boggs, are you going to quit banjo today? Because you should quit that banjo. Quit playing it. And she's his wife, basically, and I don't think this is overstating it, Doc Boggs' wife is trying to force him to quit banjo. He says, no. I told you last night, we went to bed. I even said, damn, which I don't usually say. And I said, you can bet one thing. Remember when I said this last night? Now he's talking to her. For real, down at the kitchen table. And he goes, remember what I said last night? You can bet one damn thing for damn sure as you go to sleep. I'm not quitting banjo. Well, then they sit there and they have breakfast in, I guess, relative silence, but punctuated by occasional, you know, shouts of, quit it, quit banjo, Doc Boggs. Occasional shouts of that during the meal. I'm not quitting. Quit it. Quit banjo. I'm not quitting. I am not quitting. I'm not quitting banjo. You can say that. Quit banjo, she goes again. And he goes, no, you can say that. You could say that a million times, and it would have no effect on me causing me to quit banjo. Because I'm going to play banjo. I'm not going to quit banjo. I'm going to play the banjo. You know what my life's going to be? This is him. He would say, to really make the point, you know what my life's going to be from now on? Banjo, banjo, banjo. And she'd go, quit, quit, quit it. Quit banjo. Doc Boggs, you have to quit banjo. This is how his wife got him to quit playing banjo. And Doc Boggs, legendary bluegrass player, but, you know, well, as you probably know by now, this kind of thing doesn't have, ultimately, will have an effect on a guy. And so, but not for a long time. So he's still playing banjo all the time. I mean, 24 hours a day, for all I know. Some of those bluegrass guys can stay up pretty late, and then they just, I don't know, they don't seem like they have to sleep. They look like it, at least, on the album covers. A lot of them look like they don't really have to sleep that much. So he could be playing, maybe probably not 24, but he could be playing, I'm guessing, and it probably seems like more to his wife, he could be playing banjo upwards of, I would say, 22 hours a day, with a short break for some sleep, and then, you know, back at it. Thank you. I had to go to the bathroom, so... Whoops. Hold on a minute. This car I have, it just starts playing music automatically. But that was Doc Boggs, a little bit of it, his music, too. That fits with the story we're telling. And I had to go to the bathroom, but now I'm back. And we're going to finish up this idea of how Doc Boggs' wife made him quit banjo. And I think they were out on, he had to go out on tour. So he would go out and do, he would do concerts around town, I'm sure, but then he would go out on tour and travel around doing shows at various places. And probably a tour that would last, maybe he'd be out for 4 weeks or 3 weeks. Maybe not even that long. And at the end of a tour, there was one tour, I think it was 2 weeks long, and his wife, who was trying to make him quit banjo, and he wouldn't. And he's out on tour playing banjo for 2 weeks, I think. And I don't know if his wife was with him or not. It doesn't really matter, because it'd be just as bad either way. You know, you're with him on tour and he's playing banjo, or you're home and he's out there playing banjo. And like I said, he rarely slept, at least based on the pictures I've seen. So, this tour, at the end of this 2 week tour, she is at her wit's end. And she goes, "Doc Boggs, listen. 2 weeks of banjo, nonstop, literally nonstop, except for 2 hours of sleep a night. Literally nonstop banjo. You've got to quit banjo. Quit playing banjo." And it was never this idea that, like, "or I'll leave you," or something like that. That was never in the cards with these guys. But I'll tell you what was in the cards, is quitting banjo. And he, at this end of this 2 week tour, he goes, "Okay, well, this is I'm not going to quit forever, but this is a natural time to, I won't call it quitting banjo, but I'll say I will not play banjo for a short period of time." And she didn't say anything back. Just kind of let him say that. And I think, in hindsight, I think that was a super smart move on her part. Because who knows if he, like I was saying before, if he may have even wanted to quit. Because some people, you know, sometimes you do things, you want to quit, but everybody tells you to quit. So then you're like, "Well, just because you said that, I'm not quitting." I suppose like smoking is like that. I don't know if he's Doc Boggs. I don't know, you know, all those banjo players, they all look like they smoke, but you never see them smoking. Not like guitar players. But they do look like they don't need much sleep. Anyway, there was like a day or so, or a week, maybe, he didn't play banjo, then he started playing again one day. And she was, I don't want to say, I want to say she was kind of, I suppose, disappointed is the word. Because she had kind of thought, she knew it was temporary. I mean, she knew he didn't say, "I'm quitting forever. I will not play banjo," but he didn't say, "I'll quit banjo." So she had brought it up for a couple of days. And then, push comes to shove, he starts playing it again. Well, now they're back to the beginning. And that night, so she just let him play banjo. And then that night, she goes, "Okay, Doc Boggs, this is the last time I'm ever going to say this. You've got to quit banjo. You're out for these two-week tours. You're playing banjo all day at home. And you have to quit. I'm telling you one last time. Quit banjo. Well, and then she just sat, like, you know, when you make if you're doing a business deal, you're supposed to, the last one who talks wins. Loses. She won. She didn't say anything else, that's how she won. So what you can see what's coming here. He goes, just a long, long silence after she said, quit, Doc Boggs, listen, quit, Banjo, quit it. But she didn't say that. She would have in the past. Repeated it again like that. This time she just says it once, sits back. Probably folded her arms, I would imagine. He got up and he went out and did some stuff outside. He probably swept the sidewalk or the porch or something. But that's a good thing to do while you're thinking about quitting anything. And the whole rest of that day, what happened? I can tell you what did not happen. Banjo playing. Then his wife said she would talk about it. It's not like she was mute or something. She would talk about other things. They would have normal conversation. But she never brought up quitting banjo again. And day went by, 2 days, a week, a month, and then pretty soon.
Choice to leave your house. No. His wife made him quit banjo.
That's my opinion, and I know I'll get a lot of flack for this, and I'll probably have to apologize for saying it on national TV. But there it is. That's the story of Doc Boggs and how, at least in my opinion, his wife made him quit banjo. Okay. Like I said, I'll be waiting for the negative comments about this story. But you know what? Make up your own mind, because you don't have to agree with me. But you're not going to change my mind, I can tell you that. And good luck in your own lives with playing banjo, or maybe even better luck, quitting banjo, if things come to that.
Sorry. Suck up. EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.